Monthly report from Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with Sheriff Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, dude. Good. How are you?
Doing well, as always. Good. Appreciate your time today, heading into the summer season. So,
Thanks for the chance to come in.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this before, but it used to be that you guys got really, really busy during the summer. And now you're really, really busy 12 months out of the year and really, 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 really busy in the summertime,
right?
That
seems to be the case, yeah. It definitely picks up. Of course, you know, everybody notices the traffic picks up. But the call volume, the calls for service through the sheriff's office certainly pick up during this time of year. And we've been busy. Yeah, it's been a lot going on. So,
well, wanted to talk about scams today. You brought to my attention a report, I believe it was by the FBI, that had a report come out that per capita – Wyoming was one of the worst states when it came to becoming a victim of a scam.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this report.
Well, of course, because of the low population, sometimes the per capita is, you know, you get some big scams and then you spread it over less population. It puts us to the top of the list. But the reality is it's a huge problem in everywhere. But specifically in Wyoming, in Lincoln County, which is what we're worried about, it's been an ongoing problem. And the people committing this fraud are successful. There's money lost. I mean, we see that consistently in Wyoming and in Lincoln County. And so it's a problem. And hopefully, you know, we try and get the word out. Hopefully we can talk about a couple things today for people just to watch for, to be careful for. But they're creative. And come up with all kinds of new ways to try and scam you out of your money.
And typically, by the time it's gone, it's gone. I mean, you can report it, and you can go to the authorities, like the sheriff's office. But I mean, it's pretty much almost impossible to get it back, right?
Yeah, right. It's the problem is that most of this ends up overseas, which our the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office Overseas Division is non-existent. So, as you can imagine. We focus on, you know, safety and security issues here in Lincoln County. And so, but that money goes to the feds, this IC3, which is, if you Google it, you know, you should call in any fraud to them, so they can track it. They're a kind of a clearinghouse for all those type of things. They put it together. They do work with state, local, and federal and international law enforcement to try and clear up some of these cases, but it takes a lot of effort and a big force to go after these international people that are doing it.
Yeah. Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. So maybe give us some examples of some of the types of fraud and scams that we're seeing quite a bit here.
So I thought about a couple just that have happened to me in the last 2 weeks attempt. So, and I know it's happened to others because I got a couple calls on it. So you get a text about a citation or a ticket that you haven't paid, and this is your last chance before they turn it over. But you didn't get a ticket. So you look at it and you're like, oh no, it's fraud. Report as junk and delete. That's the best thing to do. It's somebody trying to solicit information. They'll see how far you go and what information they can get, or maybe get you to the point where you make a payment because you're worried about something, and then that money's gone, and you still don't have a ticket. It's a fraud from the beginning. Same thing about you've probably seen them with toll roads. You know, your vehicle ran the toll at this location. The payment, you know, click on this link and submit payment to avoid further action. It's a fraud. That's not the way it works. They don't text you. We've had them where numerous times where they call and they're with the IRS and we have agents in the area or the local sheriff's office, you know, submit this payment now and they won't pick you up on the warrant. We can clear this up. It's a fraud. The best thing to do is hang up and just, you can report it. You can call IC3 and report it. You can report it to us. Anytime we get the report, we'll try and get the number shut down, which is the best that we can do, is try and work that way. But that's a temporary thing, and they'll find another number. Oftentimes, they like these. I got this one about a citation I hadn't paid on my personal phone. 10 minutes later, I got it on my sheriff's office phone, and it was a 307 number. So, I mean, they can do all that stuff to make it appear legitimate. But again, if you're getting texted or emailed about something, then you don't know anything about it, and it's those type of things. It's a fraud. The best thing to do is just erase it and ignore it.
And I guess if there are any questions on whether or not really is this for real or not, always reach out to the authorities directly, right? I mean, before you go down that path, always double check it.
If you have any question at all, call us before you do anything. But you know, don't interact with them. Don't give them any of your information. Another thing that happens a lot is the emails, and like your password has been compromised, or you need to reset it. Well, all they're doing is sending you to a page that looks like the page where you had an account, and then you're going to enter your password, and now they're going to have the password to that account. So that's a pretty common one.
The one I get in my email all the time is your payment for this service. It looks like it's PayPal, right? Yeah, and it says your payment for this amount is about to go through, and then it says, if you didn't request this charge, call this number.
Right.
Yeah.
So you call and they'll try and get more information because they don't have enough to do the payment until you call them. So
right.
Ignore it. Yep. One that really bothers me that's gone on for years and years and years of people calling from the Police and Sheriff's Association and Back to Blue, and you know, if you send this money and we'll get it to the right people. I have never in 34 years of law enforcement, 18 years in this position, never had any of those groups call me and offer the sheriff's office money. So they're a scam. And don't ever donate to those people that are as nice as they are and they want you to feel like you're doing something good for first responders. That money is not coming to local law enforcement.
There's even been cases recently where people have impersonated members of your staff, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep. The reason they do it is because it works. If they get a few people that do it and they work off your, you know, kindness, and next thing you know, you've been frauded. But the law enforcement one really bugs me. We have a local foundation. We've never called and solicited for any money. We have a local foundation that we're able to help people in Lincoln County, first responder families, law enforcement families when they in a time of need. And it's been a really neat thing that we've been able to do. Also some equipment, but we've never called and solicited donations. So if someone's doing that, hang up on them. That's what I do.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else on the scams or fraud you'd like to mention today?
I think that's it. When in question, call us before you do anything.
Easy enough. Good policy. Sheriff Johnson, wanted to give you a chance to maybe get a shout out to your staff members within the sheriff's office, but especially your female officers within the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. I know there's some within some of the municipal PDs and that type of thing as well. Tell us what kind of value they bring to law enforcement.
Yeah, there was a little dust up about that, and I'll tell you, the female deputies, female officers, female troopers do an outstanding job, and they make law enforcement better. There are certain things in law enforcement that they are particularly good at, maybe more than, you know, men. That shouldn't surprise anybody that's married, that's been married or been in a relationship. They're better communicators often, you know. So a lot of what, you know, we have a very small, thank goodness, a very small percentage of what we do is physical, but it's there, and these women in law enforcement are trained to handle that. They're very capable in that, but they're also really good at communicating and talking to people and being able to talk to victims that maybe aren't as comfortable talking to a male deputy or someone that's similar to the person that's victimized them. So they have a big role. They do a very good job. The sheriff's office has female deputies in patrol. We have them in the jail, our dispatch. We have them in dispatch and our office staff. I know the PD has female officer that does a great job. We have a female deputy that does a female trooper that does a great job. They're hard workers. And we're all better off with them. The agency is, and the community is. So I do want to give a shout out to them. I appreciate the opportunity because they do a great job, and they don't deserve any criticism because of their. you know, some comment that the sheriff's office or law enforcement's gone woke, that's just silly. We're doing the best that we can for the community, and when we do that, we have females on our department. So
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio this morning. Sheriff, anything we missed?
Well, I do want to say one thing. I want to congratulate you on your broadcasting awards. That's a pretty big deal. It's well-deserved, and I saw that, and I thought, yeah, that's great that you're getting recognized. And we know you're great around here, but this is a recognition statewide, so good job.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.